Joining us live in studio this morning is Toby Merritt, Fire Chief for the Thane Volunteer Fire Department. Hey, Toby, how are you today?
Good, Duke. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in. The proposed Mid-Valley Fire District. Well, let's talk about that this morning. And different from last year when we had some conversations, it's going to actually be on the ballot this November for those living in Central Star Valley.
Yeah, that's correct, Duke. With the virus and everything that happened this spring, petitioning, going door to door, that pretty much sailed out the window. So we went to the commissioners and asked what other way we could do this, or, you know, keep moving forward with it. And is what we done is they've put it right on the ballot, the county side of it. The two towns, Star Valley Ranch and Town of Thane, are exempt from the district. Now, when I say exempt, yes, they still have fire coverage with the Thane Fire Department. But far as the district goes, they are not in the district. They'll just contract with the district to have fire coverage. And with that being said, we're directly, you know, the county side of things, or it's directly on the ballot in November. So that's what we're trying to do, is just get the word out and inform people to vote yes for the Mid-Valley Fire District.
So only those within the district will be on the ballot, right? Yep, only those within the district will vote. So what does this mean then, if it were to pass? What does that mean for the homeowner living within the district?
So several things. Obviously, it secures our funding to help, you know, with equipment and everything like that, and keep our response times and our firefighting or car wrecks, whatever, up with code, with all the equipment. I mean, that's constantly changing. So, you know, older equipment, obviously, things get slower and stuff like that. So as a homeowner, or even a person driving through our area, you know, in a car wreck or whatever, because we do all sorts of things, it'll help with their, and there's a possibility it can help with their insurance. You know, our ISO ratings, as long as they stay in good standings, it helps with the homeowner's insurance, keeps that down. If our ratings go bad or go, you know, awry, then so does your insurance. So it just helps with that. But on the flip side, you got to look at it as it's helping our funding 100%. It secures it. It helps us where you can get loans and grants a lot easier, where right now we either have to go to the town and beg and plead and borrow, and or go to the county. If we become a district, that opens that window up to where we can directly do it ourselves.
Toby Merritt, Thane Volunteer Fire Department Fire Chief, with us in studio this morning. Let's talk more about the need for funding. Toby, you were telling me how much it costs to outfit a single firefighter, and it's kind of crazy how much it costs to make sure that a firefighter is protected and safe and fully equipped.
Yeah, from a pager to gear to air pack, all that, yeah, $20,000 is an even number to go with. It can go up or down, you know, with the size of the person and whatnot, but $20,000 is an easy number to go with to equip one fireman. And we have around 27 firemen on our department. You know, we have some cadets and stuff like that, but you figure 27 firemen at $20,000. Now, yeah, we're not dumping $20,000 every year to every 27 firemen, but we try to recruit 3 or 4, 5 firemen a year. When by the time they pass their tests, you know, if we get 3 guys through there at $20,000, that's $60,000 right there. So, and the other thing too to think about, when you go buy a new vehicle nowadays, you think 10 years ago we was cussing that it was $50,000, new vehicles easily $80,000. Now it's the same way with fire trucks. You know, they just keep going up in price, and equipment, anything that's regulated by NFPA standards, you're going to pay top dollar for it. And that's for our safety. You know, we want that every guy to be safe out there. So,
well, especially where it is a volunteer basis, right? Exactly. And the firefighters in Lincoln County have long been volunteer, and even the firefighters that serve in a district or volunteer, and that would still remain the same, right? This wouldn't mean paid service. Nope. Or anything like that.
Yep, we'll remain 100% volunteer. We also, like Afton, they're a district, Alpine's a district, so we're surrounded by districts, but we're all still volunteer. And the money that we get from taxes will stay directly to the Mid-Valley Fire District. It doesn't go to the hospital or the school or any other district. It stays to the Mid-Valley Fire District.
Fire Chief Toby Merritt with us this morning from the Afton Volunteer Fire Department. So again, this will be on the ballot. If someone wanted to get more information, what's a good way to go find out more details about this?
We have the Thane and Rural Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page. Information's on there. They can call me at 880-FIRE, 3473 is the number. Or any Thane fireman, you know, we'll be glad to answer any questions. Just grab us, call us, reach out to us any way you can. We'll be glad to inform you any way we can.
All right. Anything we missed about this this proposal here?
Just, you know, people are always asking how they can help the fire department out. Well, this year, your vote yes in November is the biggest thing that they can do to help us out.
All right. That's Toby Merritt, fire chief for the Thane Volunteer Fire Department and the proposal for a Mid-Valley Fire District. Thanks so much, Toby. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Duke.